AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. High prices for gas, food, and rent don't seem to be on the way down. The AP's Sagar Magani reports a new report may lower President Biden's approval rating.
Inflation hit a new four-decade high last month of 9.1%. Surging prices are playing a big role in the president's low approval ratings. In a statement issued from Tel Aviv, he calls the inflation reading unacceptably high, but also out of date. He notes energy prices made up nearly half the increase, and the inflation report did not fully factor in nearly a month's worth of falling gas prices.
The inflation report sent stocks lower. Meantime, the president is in the Middle East. First stop, Israel.
We'll discuss my continued support, even though I know it's not in the near term, a two-state solution. That remains, in my view, the best way to ensure the future of equal measure of freedom, prosperity, and democracy for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
The White House says the president would try to limit physical contact during his Middle East trip because of concerns about rising coronavirus cases. Britain's economy showed unexpectedly strong growth in May. Military delegations from Russia and Ukraine held their government's first face-to-face talks in months as they tried to reach an agreement on a United Nations plan to export blocked Ukrainian grain to world markets through the Black Sea. Three people have been arrested on hate crime charges for blanketing a small New York City, Hornell, with white supremacist pamphlets. Sri Lanka's president has fled the country without stepping down, plunging a country already reeling from economic chaos into more political turmoil. Authorities say the bodies of a man and three young children were found in an Indianapolis pond, along with a submerged car, amid a search for a father and kids who were missing after leaving for a planned fishing trip there. This is AP News. For the first time since 2002, the euro and the dollar neared parity. The euro has long been the stronger currency.
The real news these days is not so much that the euro is weak, but that the dollar is strong.
Economist Daniel Gross with the Center for European Policy Studies says the effects of a weaker euro are complex.
The strong dollar means also export opportunities for everybody else. And that should help us in a couple of years to compensate for the higher oil prices.
Gross says the war in Ukraine and higher gas prices have had an impact on the euro.
Gas is, of course, very important for Europe. It has gone up 10 times.
This Canadian woman living in Europe is feeling the impact of a weaker euro, higher prices.
Milk, bread, gas, but your wages don't go up.
1 euro is worth close to $1 now, down 15% from a year earlier. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.